Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Bev Potter, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, Our New Robot Overlords Will Be the Elevators. This is how it starts. Look, to be fair, I wasn't having a good day and I was already frazzled. I had to file something at juvenile court, which is in a new building that I'd never been to. I hate going into new buildings I've never been to. Or old buildings I've never been to, or really, any buildings. I didn't know the ancient sheriff's deputy at the checkpoint, so there wasn't going to be any small talk to loosen me up. I asked him where the elevators were. He pointed lethargically around the corner. This being Medina, Ohio, the building had already intimidated me before I even made it inside. It's way, way more of an architectural wonder than we could ever possibly need, but those taxpayer dollars ain't spending themselves, and this stupid thing's been in the works for what feels like 50 years. After much back and forth, and debate, and general waffling, the powers that be decided to build an annex that's attached to the original crumbling circa 1840 courthouse by an umbilical-like hallway. The original courthouse looks about like you'd expect. Think To Kill a Mockingbird. But the annex is sort of like a postmodern Parthenon. Lots of marble and shiny surfaces, and maybe five people milling around outside in the new foliage being screamed at by Stay Off the Grass signs. The grass needed more than a keep-off sign. It needed last rites. I almost killed myself trying to avoid all the water hoses draped across the sidewalks. The interior of the building was empty. There was the old deputy and me. The place had a very deserted shopping mall vibe. All of the employees were scurrying in and out of locked exterior doors using their super-secret squirrel keycards they wore around their necks on lanyards. That's how you know who's a government employee. Lanyards. I rounded the corner to the bank of elevators, if two counts as a bank, and was faced with a plethora of choices in the button department. Now, there were only two elevators. The building is only four stories high. In elevator math, that somehow equaled six buttons, none of which were marked with so much as an arrow. The building was saying, Nope, no arrows for you, old person. This is a new, hip building. This is a building for the young. Why don't you just go lay down in the street and leave the going up and down to the fresh-faced and limber-limbed? You'll probably have a stroke or something if you get in an elevator. Two of the buttons were a sinister, shiny silver that lay flush with the wall. Two of the buttons were a featureless white, almost like mother of pearl. And the other two buttons were also white. Oh, and the silver buttons had little dots in the middle. I think there was a black button, too. That one probably launches the nukes. The emptiness of the place was weighing heavily on me. It was starting to feel like an episode of Black Mirror. I just needed a minute to think. Just let me think. This is what I was thinking. What if I press a button and it's the emergency button and an alarm goes off? That was my biggest concern. But there was also the very real possibility that if I pressed the wrong button, a trap door would open beneath me and I would plunge to my death. Okay, maybe not a real possibility, but it's the kind of thing that would happen in Black Mirror. My second thought was, why would you need an emergency button on the outside of an elevator? A woman appeared out of nowhere beside me. She was wearing a lanyard. She waited maybe 5 seconds, rightly ascertained that I was paralyzed by uncertainty, reached across me, rude, and pressed the silver button. The elevator door opened. Nobody died. I, of course, tried to pretend that I had been startled out of a pensive reverie by her appearance, and that I was, of course, just about to press the silver button. This is what I was thinking. What the fuck ever? Make shit so normal people can understand what the fuck is going on. God damn. I told my boss later, and he agreed. I know, he said. What's with the buttons? Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.